Today is March 8th, 2024, and this is the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Hoquiam Manufacturing Company likely to rebuild. The plant of the Hoquiam Manufacturing Company, destroyed by fire yesterday morning, will probably be rebuilt, though final decision will await the report of insurance adjusters, who are expected in Hoquiam tomorrow, and whose report will be presented Monday, according to C. Cooper, owner of the building. At yesterday's meeting of the Hoquiam Commercial Club, sympathy was expressed for Mr. Cooper in his loss, and directors appointed P.J. Morant, A.J. Rockwell, F.G. Foster, and E.W. Daniels as a committee to arrange any financial or other aid possible to aid him in rebuilding his business. His public spirit and interest in civic affairs at all times during his residence in Hoquiam was praised by members of the club yesterday. The blaze was not entirely quenched until after an all-night fight by the Hoquiam Fire Department, though the main part of the building had fallen in and allowed firemen to get the blaze under control shortly after 3 o'clock. Damage to the warehouse of the Grace Harbor Construction Company, which caught fire several times, was nominal. In other news, police searching for driver who hit boy and ran. Police officers were last night searching for a man known only as Joe, an employee of the Saginaw Timber Company camp, as a result of a knocking down and injuring Robert Reed, 8-year-old boy, by a car driven by Joe at 23rd Street and Aberdeen Avenue shortly after 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. According to witnesses of the accident, the car driver stopped his machine after knocking the lad down, got out and picked the lad up, then apparently fearing he had some serious injury, turned and ran up 23rd Street towards Simpson Avenue, leaving the car in the parking strip where he had turned in an effort to avoid hitting the boy. The boy, who resides at 2417 Cherry Avenue with his uncle, O. Trump, was rushed to the Hoquiam Hospital, where it was found no bones had been broken and the injuries were apparently limited to bruises about the body. The deserted car was taken to police headquarters by officers A.T. Sharpley and Jack Ellis, who answered the call sent in from the Fairtrade Grocery at 2301 Aberdeen Avenue, in front of which the accident occurred, and the license number found to be one issued to Cortland Morrison, 702 6th Street. Mr. Morrison said he'd loaned the machine to a friend whom he knew only as Joe, a logger employed by the Saginaw Timber Company. Witnesses declared the accident was unavoidable on the driver's part, the Reed boy darting out into the street from behind a delivery truck owned by the grocery. In the city and county news, a conference was held this morning in Aberdeen between railroad officials in Grace Harbor and Perry J. Lynch of Portland, chief clerk of the Railway Car Service. Pete Bradley was a visitor in Hoquiam yesterday and told friends that he and Will Dineen are preparing to open a new camp on Chanoose Creek. Dance, Eagles Hall, Hoquiam, every Tuesday and Saturday. New floor, good music. Destructiveness of hawks along the hills of East Hoquiam, to the pigeons and chickens of East Side, and shotgun bombardment of the residents, has recently caused a rifle of winged poachers, which is reported to have deferred their raids on the bird fanciers' possessions. Fire Chief William Crawford received his new red car yesterday afternoon. It is a Chandler with a beautiful spread of crimson all over it, and so far surpasses his Chevrolet with two additional cylinders that it might be suspected he would not worry a bit if he had to race Chief William Tamblyn to some fire, or better yet, stage the race as a feature event of the forthcoming 4th of July splash in Aberdeen. And finally, a Stevens car, said to belong to John S. Berg of 216 8th Street, was reported as burned up on the Olympic Highway near Hump Tulips by Mike Thompson, County Road Camp Foreman, Thursday. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on March 8, 1924. With our winter closure now past the halfway point, we look forward to welcoming you back this April 6th with engaging new exhibits on transportation, maritime, and local manufacturing history. As we continue preparing the Polson for visitors to return, we encourage you to explore our online presence at polsonmuseum.org, where you can view nearly 30,000 images from Grace Harbor's past. You can also catch recent centennial moments you missed from the link to our SoundCloud site, all found at polsonmuseum.org. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.